Seeing we're recording? Okay, we are recording. Great.
Recording.
I'll call to order this hearing of July 14th, 2022 in the matter of case file Z0337-21-AD, an appeal of the planning director's denial of an agricultural dwelling. My name is Joe Turner. I'm the county's hearings officer. I'll start with some brief announcements and a summary of the process that will follow so everyone understands how you can participate in the hearing. I start by saying I am not a county employee. I am licensed as an attorney and trained as a planner. I say that so you know you're getting a somewhat independent review of the application before me today. My role as the hearings officer is to conduct public hearings and make decisions about certain land use matters in Clackamas County. In making those decisions, I'm required to apply the county's existing laws. I am not a policymaker. I don't have the authority to vary from or change the law. If you think that the laws need to be changed, you can work with Planning Commission and Board of Commissioners to do that. But state law requires that this application be judged based on the laws in effect when the application was filed. As a hearings officer, I'm to provide an unbiased decision maker. I believe I am unbiased with regard to this application and appeal. I have not had any pre-hearing contact with in regard to the specifics of the the application or appeal, and I don't have any familial or financial interest in the subject property or any of the surrounding properties. But anyone has the right to challenge my impartiality, to argue that I'm biased in one way or another, and you can do that when it's your opportunity to testify. Procedure will follow. I'll start by asking staff to summarize the director's decision and any updates to that decision. Then the applicant will have an opportunity to present their proposal and respond to the decision, present their appeal, I guess, in this case, and respond to staff's testimony. If anyone else who's not staff and the applicant appears and wants to testify about this application, they may do so. Once everyone's had an initial opportunity to testify, I'll give staff and the applicant an opportunity to respond to the testimony. Then I will close the record and close the hearing and announce what I'm going to do. Generally, I'll issue a written decision within about 2 weeks after the close of the public record. I send my decision to the county, and the county will send it to parties of record. So anybody who testifies orally or in writing will be sure and receive a copy of my decision. Anyone with an interest in this application may offer relevant oral or written testimony, but your testimony should be relevant to the applicable approval criteria, which are set out in the director's decision. Also, it's important that all parties make their best case to me. My decisions are final for purposes of the county, may be appealed to the Land Use Board of Appeals or LUBA. However, LUBA generally will not allow new testimony and evidence on appeal. They'll decide any appeal based on the record before me. So if you feel it's important that myself or any future decision maker knows something about this application, you need to make sure it gets into the record before me. In order to preserve your right to appeal, you or someone expressly representing you must testify orally or in writing before the close of the record. And in order to raise an issue on appeal, someone must have raised that issue before me. If the applicant wants to object to any conditions of approval on constitutional grounds, they must raise those objections before me as well. If you feel that you need more time to prepare, you can ask me to hold the record open or to continue the hearing. If I hold the record open, you'll have an opportunity to submit additional written testimony and evidence before I make a decision. If I continue the hearing, we can come back and do this again at a later date. But whether or not the hearing is continued or the record is held open for any other purpose, state law requires that I hold the record open for an additional week for the applicant to submit a final written argument without any new evidence. The applicant can waive that right if they choose, but if anybody else wants me to hold the record open or continue the hearing, you must make that request before the close of the hearing today. Also, my decisions must comply with state law that requires that I issue a final written decision within 150 days after the application was filed. I understand we're well past that, but the applicant has extended the 150 50-day clock to some extent. I'm not sure exactly what that date is at this point, but there's some limit to how long I can continue the hearing or hold the record open. When you testify, please begin by stating your name and full mailing address. Please spell your last name so I get it right, although most people are appearing on my screen with their names. And if you represent someone else, please say so. Also that's pretty much it, since there's nobody else here, then there's nobody on the phone. So that concludes my introduction. Ms. Lord, would you want to start us out?
Sure. I can start by reading our script, although nobody is here. I will start by that anyways. Clackamas County is abiding by social distancing requirements during the coronavirus pandemic, so this public hearing will be conducted virtually using the Zoom platform. Panelists for today's hearing, which include the hearing's officer, county staff, and the applicant, have both audio and video capability. Audience members who have joined the meeting will have their mics muted unless they wish to testify, in which case they will be called upon to do so by the county staff moderator. Audience members' video will not be turned on at any time. Today's hearing is being recorded as required by law. The county will make every effort to post the recording on the county website later today. There is a designated time during the hearing when it will be open for testimony. The hearings officer will make this clear when it is. If you want to provide testimony, you will utilize the raise hand feature. For attendees on PC and iPad, you have a raise hand button on the Zoom bar, either on the top or bottom of your screen, depending on the device. When the moderator switches you over to provide testimony, your screen will look different for a little while. Primarily, you will see all participants' cameras, not just the one who is speaking. Staff will call upon you when it is time for you to provide testimony. Be sure to provide your name and mailing address when you begin. Once you have provided your testimony, your mic will be muted and your screen will be returned to normal. If the record is left open at the end of this hearing and you wish to submit additional written testimony, email your written testimony to myself, Melissa Lord, at my email address, mlord@clackamas.us, or mail it to the Clackamas County Planning and Zoning Division at 150 Beaver Creek Road, Oregon City 97045. The staff contact email address is also available on the webpage where you found the Zoom link for today's hearing. Testimony must be received by 4 p.m. on the day the record closes. People who testify and provide their mailing address will receive a copy of the hearings officer's written decision. If you do not wish to testify but would like to receive the decision, you must provide your email or standard mailing address either by email to myself at mlord@clackamas.us or by entering it in the Zoom chat function during the hearing. And with that, Mr. Turner, if you are ready, I can start my presentation.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. Now, if I move it to the other screen, are you still seeing my screen?
Yes.
Okay.
We're seeing your screen for sure. What's on the screen change?
All right. Well, hang on. Try it again.
Seeing your background and such.
I've only been doing this for, 2.5 years since the pandemic started, so...
You're in good company.
Oh, man. All right.
There
How
we
about
go.
Now?
Now we're seeing your PowerPoint.
Fantastic. I'm gonna keep with that then. okay, so this, as we mentioned, was the land use decision appeal hearing for file Z0337-21, which was an application for a dwelling in conjunction with farm use. The applicant and property owner is Radiant Homes, LLC. My contact information, again, is on the screen here just now in case it's needed for any purpose. What I will do is give a brief overview of the property, where it's located, a summary of the land use decision, and then the reasons why it was denied. The property itself is about 40 acres in size, south of Highway 211 off of Dryland Road. And, the zoning district is exclusive farm use, that there's a typo, but the application itself was to establish a dwelling based upon earning more than $80,000 of gross farm-related income over the past 2 years. The subject property is known as Tax Lot 101 and 201. It's highlighted in the blue color on the right-hand side of the screen here. But another tax lot that's relevant to this this project and this proposal is Tax Lot 100, which I've highlighted in yellow. And these three tax lots will come up quite frequently, but the subject property and the crux of the application and the request for a dwelling is to be located on the properties highlighted in that blue color on Tax Lot 101 and 201. So the land use files U0337-21 was initially denied by the staff, by the planning department, for a couple of reasons, which I'll go into detail. Mr. Turner, as you mentioned, the review timeline, the 150-day review clock had been extended. And for your record, I did the maths here. We're at, we have 45 days left in the 150-day clock as of today, based upon the application having been told for 210 days following the request to appeal the file. So we've got 45 days left on that total 150-day clock. Another land use file that is relevant to today's discussion is a file that was submitted after the denial of the Z0337-21, and that's Z0564-21, which is a validation of unit of land. And I'll talk more about that in detail, but it is a relevant piece of today's story. This decision was issued on the validation of unit of land application back in March, and a subsequent partition plat has been filed with the county surveyor on June 30th, so just a couple weeks ago. So the initial decision, as we mentioned, was denied based upon two review criteria that could not be met. So I'll briefly touch on why each of these had not been met at the time of the initial application. The first one that we'll discuss is the criterion to find that the lot of record on which the dwelling would be sited was lawfully created. The 40-acre subject property, which is Tax Lot 101 and 201, was created by deed in 1982. And in 1982, it was created by deed separating Tax Lot 101 and 201 from the parent parcel. Now, the regulations at the time required there to be a land use permit and a partition plat filed with the county surveyor in order to lawfully create this lot. There was no record of that having been found, and so ultimately the lot of record question found that Tax Lot 100, 101, and 201 combined were one lot of record. And so that's that was one of the issues that arose during this review. In order to resolve that issue, since the time of the decision, since the time that the decision had been issued, the decision of denial, the applicant has filed, pursuant to ORS 92.176, a land use application to rectify this issue, to validate that unit of land. That process was created to lawfully establish Tax Lot 101 and 201 as a lot of record separate from Tax Lot 100. So with the approval of land use file Z0564-21 and the partition plat that was subsequently filed, this specific criteria, now we would recommend approval of this particular criteria because of the this lot of record, Tax Lot 101 and 201 combined, have lawfully been established or lawfully been created. The second criterion that was not found to be met during the initial review is one that we needed to determine that there was no other dwelling on lands designated for exclusive farm use that were owned by the farm operator or the ranch or the farm operation. And again, not being able to find favorably this criterion initially was large in part due to the lot of record question. At the time of the application, tax lot 100, which is to the west, was owned by Kiprian and Anatipican, whereas tax lot 101 and 201, the subject property, was owned by Radiant Homes. The farm operator of tax lot 101, 201 was Countryside Acres. Now, tax lot 100, owned by the Tippicans, was in common ownership with adjacent farmland, which was already developed with a dwelling. However, no information had been provided to verify or clarify whether or not Countryside Acres was the farm operator of the Tippican property that had already had a dwelling on it. So there was an unknown, and really the issue arose because tax lot 100, owned by the Tippicans, was part of the lot of record in question. Again, with the filing of the partition plat and the land use file to validate the unit of land, now we know that tax lot 101 and 201 are a separate lot of record from tax lot 100. And so we, at the time of initial application, staff found no evidence that there were other dwellings on land owned by Radiant Homes or Countryside Acres. And so now we can confirm that the question of whether or not the Tippicans owning adjacent farmland with dwellings is irrelevant because that particular property, tax lot 100, is no longer associated with the subject property, is no longer connected to tax lot 101 and 201. So since the time of the initial application, this question has now also been answered with the filing of that partition plat and validation of unit of land file. And again, just to summarize that land use planning file Z0564-21 and partition plat reference number 2022-55 do confirm that the subject property, tax lot 101 and 201 combined, are one lot of record separate from tax lot 100. And so those, because of the filing of this application, the concerns or the reasons that the application Z0337 was denied initially, staff finds that at this point, we believe that they could be those findings, those criteria could be found in favor of the application at this time. So with that, I'm going to conclude my presentation. And Mr. Turner, if you have questions or anything, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you. I don't have questions. I just asked if you can make your PowerPoint an exhibit and send me a copy because I can cut and paste into the findings easier.
Will do.
Thank you. Mr. Tippican.
Yes.
And did you have any response to the staff report or?
No, everything was exactly what the way she explained it.
Okay. And have you had a chance to review the conditions of approval in Exhibit 18, and do you have any concerns about that?
Yeah, the condition of approval, we met all that, submit all that. We did the plat recording, everything. That's all done.
Go ahead.
Sorry. And Kip, I will send you an email. Mr. Turner, I have not sent the recommended conditions of approval that were as added as an exhibit directly to Kip. So I will send that to you.
Okay.
So those are the conditions. I want to make sure you have a chance to review.
Oh, okay. I didn't get those conditions yet.
Yeah. So do you have anything else you want to add?
No, everything sounds good.
Is there anyone else who wants to say anything about this application? Just for the record, I don't see anybody, but I have to ask. Okay, nobody is present and nobody has said anything. Anything further from staff?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Mr. Tippican, I'm going to hold the record open. You have the right to have me hold the record open so you can submit a final argument. You haven't had a chance to look at those conditions. I want to give you that chance so you can look at those. If you have any concerns or comments, you can submit those during the open record. But I'm based on the findings presented today, I could find that the application does comply with the approval criteria for a farm dwelling. So I can approve the application, and I would, I would adopt the conditions of approval recommended by staff unless I have, you have concerns, and I will address those concerns. So that's what I'm going to do. I'll hold it open for a week if you want to submit. You know, if you get a chance to look at them today and you're fine with it, or you have any issues, submit it today and I'll close it then.
Okay.
But I, for the record, I'll hold it open for a week and I got to look at my calendar. Be right back. So I'll hold it open until July 21st at 5 o'clock. Is it earlier for Clackamas County? Four o'clock. I do this in a number of jurisdictions. I can't keep track who's when. Anyway, I will hold it open until July 21st for you to submit any comments regarding the staff report. Regarding the conditions. If you submit it earlier, I'll close the record earlier. I'll try and get my decision out sooner. It may take me up that full 2 weeks because I've got a couple of ugly ones before you have to get out first. But like I said, I will approve this application, likely subject to the conditions of approval recommended in Exhibit 18, and I'll issue that decision, send it to county, and county will send it to you since you're the only party of record, although someone may have submitted a written comment, I can't remember. But if anybody has submitted comments, they are a party, then they will get a copy. But that concludes our hearing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.